This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Daniel Post-Senning.
And I'm Lizzie Post from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
This question is titled Notes to a Food Thief. Good morning, Lizzie and Daniel. I discovered your podcast about 3 weeks ago, and I'm happy to say as of today, I'm finally current. I'm going to give you a golf clap. That's
Yay!
A lot of episodes. Bravo. Recently, we have had issues with people's food items coming up missing in my office. My bottle of juice that I can't drink tea without has gone missing for the second time. Fed up, I left a type note on the fridge that read, "Dear employees, recently someone has decided to help themselves to items in the fridge that they did not place there. This is a communal fridge, not a self-service station. Please try to govern yourselves with a higher level of integrity."
Woo, that's a note.
The note was unsigned, but I'd like to note that the next day the note was removed and my juice had been returned.
Interesting.
I just wonder, in retrospect, if that was the best way to go about it. Your thoughts? Sincerely, Tea Time in Texas.
Oh, tea time.
That was a call out, no question.
Tea time, you called him out. And that, you're right, that note might have been unsigned, but clearly whoever it was that had snagged the juice knew what was missing.
Sometimes we all need a little calling out. Was that one of the moments where maybe it was appropriate?
I don't know. I didn't think the please try to govern yourself with a higher level of integrity. I'll be honest, Tea Time. I think that's a little much.
Mm-hmm.
But it got the job done.
And you're addressing what amounts to thievery, but it's a very mild form of it. The communal kitchen at the office is the second most likely trouble spot in the office when we do etiquette surveys or quizzes. And I don't think your note was necessarily wrong. Particularly, it seemed to get the job done. You do want to be careful about how you're perceived in the office.
Yeah.
And
also,
I think that Lizzie's
got
some questions about tone. And I think that they're appropriate questions to ask because you don't want to have a reputation around the office as being
number one. And I remember distinctly when one of our interns put a note on the water pitcher that said, you know, refill after you pour yourself a cup. And I was just like, who do you think you are walking into this kitchen putting notes on things like whippersnapper? And I do think you got to think about your standing a little bit. Who are you at the company? I personally don't think the note's the way to go. I think you just got to say, hey, I just want to bring it up in the staff meeting. Things have been going missing in the fridge. These are items people pay for. This is stuff people count on having there. Personally, I saw my juice go missing. Own it. I'm big on owning it. I don't like the notes that are like anonymous finger wagging.
Would you put the note on the juice?
I wouldn't put a note on anything.
Nothing. Note on nothing.
I would talk about it. I would say, listen, what happened when my juice went missing? Do you remember that? I had my cayenne pepper and my lemon juice go missing from the kitchen.
I think we found the cayenne pepper
in Dan's kitchen at home, so we understood what happened there. But the lemon juice, which was, you know, it was like organic, nice, good lemon juice, which I don't usually buy. It just, the whole bottle just got thrown out. And I said, listen, you know, if it's not yours, please don't touch it. You can always ask, but I'd really prefer if that didn't happen.
So there you go, Tea Time. Lizzie could not sympathize anymore. In fact, she still remembers the time her juice went missing.
But I don't think that a note is the way to go. Own it. Talk to people about it. Speak about it. Because I think you come across better than you do if it's silent. The only thing I'm going to add to this very long answer now is that sometimes when it comes to thievery, it is nice to be able to return something anonymously. So it's why if you do bring it up in a staff meeting or you bring it up to the team, say, I don't care who did it. I'm just really hoping it shows back up in the fridge. And then you don't have to demand that a specific person return it to you.
Tea Time, we hope that helps. And we hope that in the future, the refrigerator is a safe place to leave your stuff.
It should be.
Because it really should be.
It should be.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and produced by Infinite Guest.